First of all, what do you think of your new addition? I know you haven't seen Michael Penix on the field yet, but how excited are you to have him join?
Very excited. I am. I wanted to draft him badly in 2012. At the Rams, when we first got in there, we were in the market to draft a young linebacker, and we just slightly missed out on him. We moved back a little bit, and somebody jumped up in front of us. One of those type of things that happen. And so I've had spent a ton of time with him when he was coming out through that process, like we do, and always kept up that relationship a little bit, followed his career, watched his career. So very excited about that, and I think our linebackers, especially our veteran linebackers in the room, are excited about, what he could potentially bring to not just the room, but the defense. I think also culturally, kind of like Jamie a couple years ago, another guy who just got off a Super Bowl championship, has won in this league, has played in multiple different systems under multiple different people, but has had success in this league. So, being able to bring how to do that to a relatively young roster that hasn't maybe done it at this level.
What does that kind of speed add to it? Linebacker.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I would say this, our linebacker, we're blessed with our linebacking core here. I mean, it's a very athletic group, especially as a 4-3 linebacker group. I think we have a lot of guys in that group that run more like safeties, in this league. He's one of those guys. And so it just gives us the ability to do, obviously, some different things. At times if we need to or have to have those guys stay out there in multiple receiver sets, third down situations, guys that can run with, receivers, let alone tight ends, but run with receivers and do those type of things. Blitz, rush, it adds a different dimension to that, because the quarterbacks, get the ball out of their hands so quickly. So he definitely brings that to the table. He fits in from that standpoint.
Do you think he fits in the middle?
And so I know there's been a little bit. This is the quote, and I may be totally wrong. The quote that I thought I heard, Coach Hughes say was in the middle and, also on the outside. And I didn't necessarily hear Mike, and that's two different things, And so when he says in the middle, and in the kind of the modern, game, more spread out and whatnot, even in a 4-3 defense, you usually have two guys in the middle, two guys still stacked in the box. I think that's what he was talking about. Our Mike is a little bit different. That's really the quarterback of our defense. That's, yes, the middle linebacker. But I think that's what Coach Hugh was talking about. And that's why we see him as well, too, is initially, starting out as an outside linebacker, but being in the box more. But he's obviously got that athleticism and speed and range, like we talked about, to run with some receivers, do some of those things, more out wide. But what he has done more of in his career, which you may call it a will, you may call it a whatever, but being more in the box, run front, blitzing, covering backs and tight ends, from in there is what he's done. That's where he'll definitely, start out, from the get-go to make sure that it's as seamless a transition as possible. As he can take more, we can, move him around more, but we want to have him have confidence and success to start out with.
So you're saying he'll be starting out on the outside in the 4-3 base?
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
Sort of the will.
That's sort of the will, which with our alignment, sometimes all of a sudden that guy does get in the middle, so you'll see all of a sudden times, if you just drew it up there, you're like, well, Christian Kirksey's standing in, Joe Schobert's outside of him, or Joe Schobert's down standing up at a defensive end position or something like that as we move around. But in terms of a home position, that's what he'll initially start out there with Kirksey and Collins and some of those guys on the outside. Not necessarily having to make every call, every check, know what everybody's having to do, just worry about himself starting with, and then as he grows, you'll be able to move in there and now start making some of the checks and some of those things.
How often are you in the 4-3 home base?
It varies. As you can see, we have so many packages, they're just X's, and so we move those people around all over the place. It's, some combination, though, of how many D-linemen, how many linebackers, how many DBs, and what are we asking those guys to do, with a gifted group like we have. At the end of the day, they can do a lot of different things, and so guys that are better rushers, maybe going to rush more. Guys that are, better, covers, are going to, maybe cover a little bit more. I don't know that Christian Kirksey gets enough credit for when we physically put him in man-to-man. He's not in a zone defense. He's not letting this tight end catch this, underneath route right here, because that's It's a soft zone defense, and that's where the ball's got to go so it doesn't go deep, and we all rally to it. But when we say, you go take this guy, we're playing the Titans. Delanie Walker's really good. Every time we go man-to-man, you go take him and just don't let him catch the ball. You know, when we play a couple of those teams, you know, and just do that situation with him on how much he just blankets and shuts those guys out. Antonio Gates, you know, and when we played the Chargers and did some of those things, you know. So we get a chance to move and manipulate all those guys around. So, you know, sometimes you may take out a safety every once in a while because of that. You say, because, you know, hey, Christian Kirksey, you go cover that tight end right now.
So saying that that Michael is going to work initially at weak side in the 4-3, mm-hmm, certainly doesn't mean that Kirksey is the odd man out.
No,
situation.
By no means. And we're into year two of this thing too, and so with Kirksey, Jamie Collins, Schobert, James Burgess being further along now, I mean they understand all the positions. So much of the time that Sam and the Will are really, they're the same position. You're really playing left and right. Yeah, you're over on this side, you're over on this side, but you're doing the same thing on your side as he's doing on your side. Maybe one guy's out a little wider, but you're doing the same thing. And so they've got that flexibility to play both sides. It actually happens a lot. Last year, you sit there and you say, okay, well, maybe James Burgess is more of a Will, maybe Kirksey's more of a Will. We're out there together, it's just, hey, you're over on that side, you're over on that side. And if, you know, they start going really fast, maybe you guys just stay. And say, we both know each other's job. They're going really fast right now. You just stay. We communicate it real quickly. And so the longer you're here, the more you can do that. What we want Kendricks to do to start out with is know, hey, exactly where I'm supposed to align, exactly what I'm supposed to do, trust the communication. And then as you get an understanding of the bigger picture, now you can maybe move around a little bit and they can't get a bead on you and where you're at.
Last year, Schobert
said that he had barely scratched the surface. That was even after the Pro Bowl. So what is the next step for him?
I think the next step is what he's been doing out here this offseason is he is probably, and this is saying, I mean, you think when I say London Fletcher and James Laurinaitis and Jonathan Vilma, there's some guys, and we start listening at that middle linebacker position. He's got a chance. He's probably the most intelligent player and most intelligent Mike, you know, I've ever coached or we've ever coached in this system. And I mean, his capacity for understanding and thinking quickly and knowing what the offense is doing. And so kind of his next step is continuing to free himself up and go make game-changing type plays, not just, hey, protecting the entire defense plays, which he does so much of the time. You know, he'll see what the offense is doing, see that they're going to where maybe we're a little short, or the whole of the defense, and he'll just completely change defense or completely tell everybody it's going over there or check things and go. And he may not even make the play himself, but that tackle for loss by that D lineman was literally caused because he changed everything they were doing because he's like, they're running this run right there, right now. He's special from that standpoint, but he's made a lot of, you know, pass breakups and some interceptions and some, you know, forced fumbles and some of those takeaway plays, those impact plays that we really need this offseason that's kind of taken it to the next level beyond just being the field general. You know, you have a great quarterback out there that's getting you into the great plays, but then are you throwing the touchdown passes? Are you making the hard throws? Are you making the game-winning throws? And he's really taken his job to the next level of handling everybody, but then still playing himself at a game-breaking level.
At his size, can he get manhandled sometimes?
You know, I think it may appear that at times because of what we're asking him to do. There's so much times where Schobert is really playing more similar to a safety than even a middle linebacker, where we ask him to cover receivers down the field vertically, cover from sideline to sideline in the run game, you know, be a free player to the ball in the run game and not necessarily have to have a specific run fit and whatnot. And so you see him all of a sudden scraping over the top. There's a lineman in the way. He didn't blow that guy up. Well, that lineman's not supposed to be there, and he's not supposed to be taking that guy on. He's supposed to be free to the ball. So right now, this is not a good situation, but you got to somehow find a way to slip this guy and make the tackle. You will just try to physically dominate this guy, that ball's going out the gate. But he is a extremely explosive and powerful person. I mean, when we put him in the weight room, we measure him, he gets his opportunity to just go rush on the edge. And you watch every once in a while where he says, okay, I'm rushing on this tackle, and he gets up underneath their pads and ejects them back onto the quarterback, and that's after running the previous two plays 30 yards down the field with receivers. He's an explosive guy. We just don't ask him to do that as much. But if we ask him to go on the outside and be more of an outside linebacker and blitz and go take things on and blow things up a little bit more, he's a physically, you know, explosive player.
Yeah, with that kind of description, you know, obviously you like him a lot and the skill set a lot. But did he only reveal that to you as the last season coursed along? Did you not really understand he was all that earlier?
You're talking about the explosiveness or just
the mental,
mental
aspect and what he can do physically?
I think you knew coming out. I mean, you know, we test these players so much coming out. So you Wunderlich scores, all this type of stuff. You talk to the guy, you interview the guy, you see how bright he is, you see all the, you know, these, you know, state championship, you know, or, you know, the state championship, all state, you know, basketball player. You see the viral videos of him 360 dunking and everything. I mean, that tells you right there the explosiveness. You may not look like the biggest, most powerful guy, but a 235-pound man that can jump like that, you've got to be powerful. When you see Jamie jump and explode, I mean, that's why Jamie Collins is so explosive. But, you know, really just how he put it all together, I will say this, he put it together faster than I thought he would, and that's a testament to him. I mean, we put a lot on him, and it was always just put it on him, see if he can handle it. Put it on him, see if he can handle it. And we never had a situation last year where he couldn't handle it. He was always, you know, yearning and eating for more. I told him I feel like he grew, you know, 3 years in one last year, in part because of what he had to do. You know, veterans going down, veterans getting traded, veterans getting injured, you know, and more being on him. But I feel like he grew a ton in 1 year, and that's really put him even that much forward, you know, in his career on, you know, if he stays healthy, what he can continue to do.
With the number of
last one for Blake.
With the linebackers you have and the new cornerbacks and the flexibility and safety, curious, you know, we know Greg likes to use all these different personnel packages, but what can you see Greg doing with all of these pieces that he has now that he didn't have last year?
You know, I think it's always, and I think, you know, just aiming to answer some of y'all's questions at this point in time last year, well, where we're going to be, what we're going to do. I mean, it's always about getting your best players on the field, you know. And by that, it's not a combine score, it's not a this, it's not a that. It's the guys that when you put them out there, undrafted or not. I mean, look at how Boddy Calhoun plays on Sundays for us. Look at how James Burgess, you know, another undrafted young guy, plays on Sunday when you put him out there. That's the thing I love about the NFL is guys that can just go out there and play. Somebody at some point in time said, for whatever reason, you weren't, you know, draft worthy, but they end up being, you know, great pros in the league. And they make plays when they're out there, game-changing plays. The more guys you have out there, you know, hopefully maybe you can keep guys fresher. You can maybe one guy's younger, you know, one guy's newer, and so you can tailor make a package to him as he grows. But you can get him in there maybe in the game. Okay, you're not an all-the-time starter now, but this is a long, violent season. At some point in time, somebody's going to go down, and you're going to have to be. And you want to become cold off the bench, and you've never been in. So I think it just gives you more of that versatility, you know, to be able to mix and match, play to guys' strengths. You know, not only get your best players out there, but when they're out there, maybe these guys are better at doing this versus these guys are doing better at this. These guys are playing better, playing this coverage. You know, the young rookie that we have, you know, is a, you know, we've already seen it, Avery's a dynamic rusher, you know, and so the ability to allow those guys to go in and do the things that they're best at, have success, have confidence, you know, and continue to build.